The Blue Jays sweep Valley City in a non-conference doubleheader, and the Jimmys softball and baseball teams split their doubleheaders on Monday. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The Jamestown High School softball team picked up a pair of non-conference wins yesterday in Bismarck as Jamestown defeated Valley City 11-1 in six innings in game one and 12-0 in five innings in game number two. Katie Falk and McKenna Knoll each picked up wins in the circle for the Blue Jays softball team, who will travel to Dickinson this weekend for an invitational. The University of Jamestown softball team split its doubleheader against Briar Cliff yesterday, falling in game one 3-2 and winning game two 4-2. The Jimmy softball team is back in action today with a doubleheader against Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell, South Dakota, starting at 3 p.m. The Jimmy baseball team fell in game one of their doubleheader against Dort 4-3, but bounced back with a victory in game two 9-1 over the defenders. The UJ baseball team will take on Dort once again today for another doubleheader in Sioux Center, Iowa. Tuesday's doubleheader begins at 1:30, as Jamestown is now 18-16 overall and 7-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Jamestown High School girls soccer team will open up their home season today as the Blue Jays welcome in Dickinson for a 7:30 start time in WDA action. These games will be played at the University of Jamestown today. JV game is set for 5:30, and then the conference matchup on the varsity side of things is set for 7:30. The Jamestown High School softball team is back in Bismarck today to take on the Demons. That game is set for a 4:30 start time, and Blue Jay baseball is on the road at Minot this afternoon starting at 4:30 for a doubleheader. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, head to NewsDakota.com.